It is time to bring in none other than Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike. We have a World Series between the coasts.
Yeah, they got what they wanted.
Yeah, the major networks got what they wanted.
Kind of think that was predetermined.
Boston and the Brooklyn Dodgers. I mean, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I won't be watching much of it.
Well, if it's predetermined, you know who's going to win it then?
No. Mm-mm. L.A.'s going to win this year because they lost last year.
No, that's what I mean. I was going to say that. If it's predetermined, then the Dodgers are going to win it this year. I was going to say that because everybody wants the Dodgers to win.
Yeah,
and now now the Red Sox compared to the Dodgers are the Yankees, the evil empire.
Yeah,
it's with winning comes that stigma. But anyway, I'm not going to stay up because most of the games are on at night, right?
Yeah, I don't want to watch those retards out in the left coast.
Jeez. When does it start?
When does what start?
The World Series.
I think tomorrow.
It can't start tonight because there's a big football game on tonight. What a joke. All right, yep. So how do we do in our picks?
You went over the weekend 2-1. So including Thursday's game, you're up to 19-14-1. And I went 2-1 over the weekend, 2-2, including Thursday's games. So I'm 22-12.
Well, I made quite a comeback from my beginning.
you've been like 3-4 games behind the whole time.
Yeah, but that first week I was terrible. Well, anyways, I have to pick tonight. That's pretty amazing. The game's in Atlanta, so I have to go with Atlanta.
Yeah, the Giants are playing. You got to go against the Giants. They stink.
They're terrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. Well, I'll tell you what, that kid out in Kansas City is the real deal, though.
Can you tell me what college he played for?
I can't tell you at all.
Me neither.
But
who is this guy?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the coach of Kansas City knew what he had because he got rid of a proven commodity, and this kid is just unbelievable for a rookie. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing. Kansas City 6-1. They always get off to these big starts, and then they lose like 7 out of their last 8. So let's see what happens in the second half of the season when they get to it, because this has been Kansas City's MO all the time. They get out there way in front, and then they come limping home and get beat in the playoffs. So I'm not sold on Kansas City. This is Andy Reid's MO. His team's good the first time through the lineup. Then the second time through the lineup, they can't find their way out of a paper bag.
I don't know about him, but I just know this kid just seems.
Alex Smith was the same way.
I know.
Alex Smith was he was the quarterback of this team, and he used to put up big numbers, maybe not this big, but the second half of the year, they're the prototypical Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team. The team that's impressive is the Rams.
Oh, well, they're unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
I mean, they got a tremendous defense. They got the offense to go with it. They're the best team in football.
Well, the whole thing about Los Angeles now, gosh, if the Rams are this good and the Dodgers win the World Series and the Kings...
Don't worry, the Fakers are nowhere in sight.
Who?
Especially with the head fake.
I'm not talking about the Lakers. I'm talking about the Kings got to win the tournament, and then the Lakers have to win.
I don't know about the Kings.
I don't know.
I don't know about the Kings winning anything.
I know. Well, anyway. So, what else is new in sports? What else can we talk about in sports?
What else can we talk about? What else can we talk about here? We can go to baseball for a minute.
All right.
If you watched the L.A. Milwaukee series, you can tell that this pitcher and inning thing should be buried and locked up in King Tut's tomb, because that was the demise of the Brewers. You can't take pitchers. It's the last time I'm going to say it because I know people are tired of it. You can't take pitchers out when they're getting people out. You can't do it. Sooner or later, you're going to go in and you're going to fall into the abyss when one or two guys can't do it, and you're going to lose your game. And you can't bring pitchers back in after you take them out. Maybe managers need to realize that. As long as somebody's getting people out, you leave them in the game and you roll with it. That's what beat the Brewers. I mean, they have a decent lineup. Yep, you watch a game and a guy's throwing 4 innings and somebody gets a double. Oh, you got to take him out. and then another reliever comes in, he gives up a walk. Oh, you got to take him out. Nobody can pitch themselves out of trouble anymore. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's becoming an unwatchable product because of it. I mean, to people that understand baseball, it's become an unwatchable product. And that's probably why I'm not going to watch the World Series, because when I used to watch the World Series intensely, I used to watch the pitchers and see how they got out of innings and how the managers would manage around keeping a pitcher in. Now it's just like, all right, next. It's a sausage factory of pitchers. One, if a start, it's coming down to a four-inning start is a quality start. A four-inning start doesn't even get you a win, folks. I can't. When are they going to change that rule now?
You know, it's interesting. If remember that I told you to look at, for that special 14 back by Sports Illustrated.
Uh huh.
They looked at the Red Sox and the Yankees that whole year, and then into the playoffs. And the one thing that stands out, pitchers pitched full games.
I mean, you don't have to go really far back. Look at when the Phillies won, and they had Lee, and he was their horse. And it you don't have that anymore. You don't have a marquee start anymore. You don't have pitchers pitching. You got people going to watch home run contests. It's not baseball anymore.
It's amazing, but if you look back at these games, pitchers got in trouble. They worked their way through it.
They worked their way out of it. Whatever happened to the intentional walk to pitch to a double play? Whatever happened to any of that stuff?
You wanted your pitcher to pitch into the eighth or ninth inning, and then you would bring in a closer. Or if you got in trouble, you did have a middle reliever if you got in trouble early. But other than that, you pitched.
Remember, like I said, you don't have to go that far back. Remember the game Pedro pitched against the Yankees that he lost? He struck out like 19 guys?
Yeah.
Come on. Where are you going to see that again?
You're not. That's the whole thing. It's crazy.
And he pitched. He struck out 19 guys, not throwing 117 miles an hour. He struck out 19 guys with a good breaking ball and hitting spots. I'm telling you, it's becoming unwatchable. It's a home run hitting contest. And a plethora of pitches where you're going to see seven guys pitch in a nine-inning game, which is absolutely ridiculous. That's why I don't really have a lot of interest in the World Series this year. I never thought I'd say it, but there you go. God's real.
There's the guy that we got to get to. Well, anyways.
How about I watched a little bit of football yesterday.
How about the Saints game?
Did you see the end of that?
No, I did not.
Baltimore drove the field beautifully, coming down, scored a touchdown. Look, they're saying, they're even telling you on Red Zone Network, well, this game's a nationally televised game. You're going to have to go to your affiliate and watch the end of it because we can't stay on. And they line up for the field, extra point, and they miss the extra point. No overtime. Baltimore loses by a point.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable is right. Hey, how about the Eagles? What are they, 3-4?
Here's this. Dallas is Washington is 4-2.
Yep.
Dallas is 3-4, I think.
Yep. Dallas is 3-4, and the Eagles are 3-4.
And the Giants are 1-5.
Yep.
That means the Giants right now, are 3.5 games out of first place. It's a terrible division.
You can't look at 3.5 games out of first place like you do in baseball.
No.
They only play 16.
Yeah. No, but all I'm saying is it's a terrible division, and it doesn't matter who wins it. It really doesn't. It's terrible football. It's terrible football.
There's 16 teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
Right, 16 teams.
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them with better than a 500 record. Yeah. That means 11 of them are 500 or less.
Terrible.
That's trash.
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's trash. And the other division's not that good either. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, look at that division. 7, 8. 8 of them. So 500. You got a 500 record there. 50% of them are over 500 record. It's bad stuff.
Yeah, it is.
This is what people want. Everybody has a chance.
There are no losers.
No, everybody has a chance.
All right, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And that means we've got Pat Pagano coming along in just a few moments.